Hey, on this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing Logan Boyce. Logan is our director of growth and training, and we're going to talk about how to motivate your agents and get them engaged in your agent training content so that they can be more productive. Hey, what's up, you guys? Jeff Cohn here with another episode of the Team Building Podcast, where we interview top team leaders, broker owners, and thought leaders from across North America. Today, we have a very good friend of mine, the director of coaching with Elite Real Estate Systems, team leader of Montreal's Elite Real Estate Team, and thought leader, Mr. Logan Boyce. Welcome to the podcast, Logan.
Thanks for having me on again, man. It's always so much fun to sit and chat with you guys.
100%. Well, we just came off of a very successful boot camp, and a lot of people were interested in what you had to talk about. Logan leads all of our training and coaching at Elite Real Estate Systems and has been leading agent trainings every Monday and Wednesday for several years. He also leads all of our Thursday high-level team leader coaching calls. Logan also successfully implemented Gary Keller's seventh level, netting $1 million a year, working less than 5 hours a week on his business, and was able to exit the day-to-day role of team leader to become a CEO, elite CEO, I guess is what we've been calling it. And so the focus of today's podcast is to learn how to train our agents. Right now, more than ever, agents are looking for leadership. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for leads. They're looking for accountability. And a lot of team leaders, I think, have struggled to produce what your agents need from you as a leader. And if you are an agent that doesn't have a leader, we're going to talk today about what to look for in a top leader of a team and or a brokerage so that you can make the most amount of money in the least amount of time with the least amount of energy. So Logan, just kick it off. Maybe talk about where you came from and what got you to this point.
Yeah, well, listen, my story has always been the same. I met you at a GoBundance event and I saw your business. I was like, yo, I need to come check this out. I went down to Omaha and saw what you guys were pulling off there. I was like, hey, I'm going to carbon copy this. So I did. And my life's been completely different ever since. And it's been an absolute blast. But yeah, I think everybody wants to get trained, and it's kind of like one of those things where it's a little bit of an imaginary lifestyle type of thing. People want to get trained, but even when you do train it, we know as speakers and as thought leaders, what is it, 2% of the audience actually implement what you're talking about? So one of the things that we used to tell the team leads before we offered Monday and Wednesday training for their agents was, hey, you got to train your agents. You got to do it at least once a week. And people were pretty good for the first couple of months. And then afterwards, it became very, very difficult for them to continue and build a curriculum and have topical types of conversations and really focus on the dialogue, which I think is what sets us apart a lot with our training, is the ability to have back and forth dialogue from, you know, we're training an agent from Arizona, and they're going to do a back and forth dialogue with somebody from New York, who's going to do a back and forth dialogue with somebody from Tampa, who's going to do a back and forth dialogue with somebody from California. So having the meeting pod all on the call, I think is really, really cool. But listen, at the end of the day, I think a lot of people shy away from the accountability part of training your agents, because it's all well and good to train them, but you have to hold them to a certain standard. And I think that's where I think people get scared. They're like, oh, well, I've got a body in the seat. And I think that's the most important thing. And there's two things that I think that are more important than that. One is the production level of the person. So I think, you know, you have to know your numbers in terms of, okay, what is an agent worth to you on your team, both in revenue and in profit? And then the other thing is, are they contributing to your culture? You know, are you following EOS? Are you doing the people analyzer where you're saying, okay, does this person embody, you know, for us, our five core values on Montreal's Elite Real Estate Group is passion, honesty, atmosphere, accountability, and growth. So we score them plus or minus on all of those things. And we want to make a decision on where they're at based on their score on a quarterly basis. So if somebody's not scoring well on that, it's probably because they're not showing up to things or whatever. So in the last couple of years, we've been getting a little bit more purposeful around the expectations on a weekly basis for the team. So saying, okay, you got to show up to the Friday morning meeting. Every Friday connects. So 30 real minute long conversations with leads. So we found that when we started doing that, everyone was hitting them. Everybody hit them. The only time somebody didn't hit them was when they were going to self exit within a couple of weeks, which was really, it was awesome to see. Because then when you have a setup, a standard like that, you don't have to be the bad guy to say, hey, I perceived you did something horrible, or you're not you know, you're not stepping up in the right areas or whatever. You have to have that difficult conversation that feels awful on the inside. You don't have to do any of that because you built a system to do it for you, where you're saying, hey, this is the standard, hit it. It doesn't have to be a crazy standard. You know, like I'm not going to create a standard that's going to create $250,000 income for everybody, because nobody would step up to that, or very few people would step up to that. But we've done the numbers and we've isolated that 30 connects every single week, which if you were going to break that down at actual just like contacts, would probably be about 100, which is exactly what you coach on. And it's 100 a week for contacts, about 30 connects per week. And if they hit that, they're well poised to do over six figures, well poised.
Yep. It's interesting, Logan, all the things you're talking about. I think about agents and teams that we have coached, some that were powered by Elite, and some of the rebuttals that we get from teams that don't choose to follow our model. You had mentioned you had come to our event and you plugged in. I am shocked at the entitlement mentality of your traditional agent and team leaders always pointing their fingers anywhere other than themselves. When it comes to training, leadership, accountability, we had teams leave ERS because they felt like our success managers were making their agents feel bad when we would hold them accountable every week for 15 minutes, because it shed the light on the fact that the agents weren't making calls. So they didn't want to be partnered with a company that was opening up the hood and saying, hey, you're out of oil, you need to replace the engine with more oil. And they're saying to us, well, don't tell them that we're out of oil. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. And so this comes down to leadership. If you are the type of leader that's just trying to placate to your agents are never going to get better. They're going to continue doing the same thing that they've been doing and not getting good results.
Yeah. It's all top down. It's, you know, I always say this, and everybody gets into real estate thinking that they want to have freedom and all this kind of imaginary lifestyle stuff. And what it comes down to is not everybody's really designed to run their own business. Not everyone's built for that, bred for that. So that's why a lot of people affiliate themselves with teams. And that's a lot of why a lot of people need mentors and guidance and all of that kind of stuff, because they're not the visionary. They're not the person that's going to have the huge idea and take something and scale it and build it to the next level. But if you're going to have that kind of reticence at the top, what kind of agents are you going to be attracting? If your reticence is, I don't want to fully commit to something, or I don't want to plug into this, or I don't want to be held accountable myself, how are you going to explain to your agents the importance of accountability?
Yep, 100%. So from a training standpoint, obviously Elite Real Estate Systems makes available Monday and Wednesday trainings for any team or any brokerage across the country. We also make this available for individual agents. So if you guys are watching and you're an individual, it's $100 a month to access all of our Monday, Wednesday trainings. Every Monday's topical with a mastermind afterwards. Every Wednesday is a dialogue training that goes along with the Monday topical. And people will say, what would you say, Logan, to the people that say that strategy doesn't work in my city, which I've heard this before. I always laugh, obviously, like, oh, open house.
I'm laughing now. Yeah, that's too funny. Listen, I'm in Canada, for those of you who don't know. So imagine I flew down to Omaha and I could have easily used that excuse. But I'm like, this is Omaha, Nebraska. It's in the middle of friggin' nowhere. I'm in a big, sexy metropolitan city. They don't get it, and all this kind of bull crap.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's bull crap, because we have agents from almost every single state attend these trainings, and everything is applicable. The only thing that's different is going to be whether it's a title state or an attorney state,
the average sales price. Like, there's demographics that are going to be different.
Of course.
But the process is the same, because people are people. Yep. People are people, people. LP Mama, do you need to know the location? Do you need to know the price? Do you need to know if they're approved for a mortgage or what their buying power is? Do you need to set an appointment with them? Do you need to know if they're working with another agent? Yes, 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 yes. You need to know all of these things.
100%. And listen, there might be some tweaks you'll need to do in your market. And we're going to get in front of that in the Monday and Wednesday trainings and say, hey, these are some variables you might need to account for. And if you account for those variables, you will be super successful. You might have it, like you said, the average sale price is going to play into that. What kind of lead generation you're doing is going to play into that, whether you're buying Zillow leads or bringing in Boomtown leads or Google paid leads or whatever. All of that is going to play, but we address all of that. So everything works in every market. And the one thing I'll caution everybody about is don't take a sample size from a friend or a realtor colleague that you have that tried something for 2 months and then says, this doesn't work. You know, it's, dude, that's a crappy sample size. I think my team is so tired of me saying the word sample size because it's so important. Yep. If you're not going to do something for 6 to 12 months to really gauge what is working and what's not working, and then redirect the sales a little bit. You don't just chuck it.
This is so beautiful. Can I just say for a minute, and this isn't off topic, but it's specific to what you just said. Any advice you get in any area of your life, take a pause from the person giving the advice or be self-aware about the human giving the advice and then follow up. So like if someone gives you financial advice, say, I'm just curious, what's your net worth? I can't believe how often someone gives me advice. And like literally I'm 100 times further than they are in the thing they're giving me advice on. And the best follow-up is just to ask them, well, what did you accomplish? What have you done? Like, what's your resume is a more polite way to ask it. Cause agents do it all the time. Boomtown doesn't work. Holding agents accountable isn't worth your time. Oh, how many agents have you held accountable in your career? 2? I've had 5,000 agents I've held accountable. Like who's the person that's giving the advice? That's a really good reminder.
And I think you can also look at, you know, they might not have the magnitude of success that you have when they're giving you advice, but they might have a nugget there. So if you're asking them, okay, so where's this coming from a anecdotal perspective? You know, this is obviously super anecdotal because you don't have the history of doing it. So where are you grabbing this information? Well, a friend of mine or a buddy of mine or whatever. And there might be something in there for you to be able to, like I said, direct your sales a little bit. Hey, that might be something to look out for. Perfect. I'll direct my sales. I'm not going to listen to the overarching negativity that's around this person giving me advice, but I'm definitely going to use it to point my stuff in the right direction or be ready to change if I need to.
Yeah. Well, another quick point to that is ask, why do you think it didn't work? Because oftentimes everything works. I've never not received a positive ROI. Just the question is what works the best? I said the sentence earlier, what's going to make me and my agents more money in less time with less energy, which is then focusing on return on investment and return on time. And we cover all of this in our group coaching platform. So I talked earlier, if you're an individual for $100 a month, you can get on all of our Monday, Wednesday calls. It's over 8 calls a month, 8 hours of content. And all of those have all been indexed and recorded. We use Go High Level for housing all of our information. You can search any topic you want and it'll populate all of the past recordings. You can join live, engage with Logan, engage with John. We have a handful of different coaches and trainers that we make available. If you're a team leader, Logan runs all the team leader calls every week. Those are masterminds, but they have topics specific to them. So this month we're focused on lead conversion. So what do you do once the lead comes in? Exactly. Anecdotally, what are the steps to convert at the highest level? Every month we have different topics that we go into. And then we have a mastermind the last 15 to 20 minutes after each of those calls. If you come into the group coaching, it's $1,000 a month. We're running a special right now, 25% off. So you can get in at $750 per month and all of your agents get free access. It's included for the Monday, Wednesday trainings. So you as the team leader would just join the team leader call, encourage your agents to join the Monday, Wednesdays. And now for $750 a month, we're replacing all of the training, all of the, you know, group coaching that you'd be receiving, the masterminds that you might be paying for. The value is absolutely insane. So Logan is our director of growth. He can be the person to help explain more what this platform looks like, even take you under the hood to see all of the inner workings of Go High Level, what the calls look like. We can even give you a free, you know, free access for a week or two to have you check it out for yourself. So go out to ersdemocall.com and you can sign up for a call with Logan to learn more about group coaching or if you're interested in the one-on-one coaching platform.
Heck yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Also, if you are interested in our flagship product, Powered by Elite, you want to partner with us to increase profit, build wealth, create freedom through access to and the ability to invest into our mortgage company, our title company, our insurance company. We can do partnerships and joint ventures in investing. So if you have investment opportunities in your own city, we also do lead generation where we're paying for the leads, charging a referral fee, paying for your Boomtown platform, holding each of your agents accountable. The list goes on and on and on. Again, just go out to ersdemocall.com, set up a call with Logan and see if your team qualifies. Logan, any final thoughts regarding training or best practices around making sure agents are taking advantage of the information that we as team leaders give to them?
Yeah, I think, listen, at the end of the day, you can hire us to handle it. If you want to try and do it on your own, you can try and do it on your own. The one thing I will tell you is that consistency beats flair every single time. Don't focus on having the best possible training on a weekly basis. Focus on making it consistent and building that curriculum. Obviously, that's an immense amount of work. If that's not something that's in your purview or something that you find that you're an expert in, hire us. It's much less expensive than hiring somebody in-house who's going to run all your trainings on a weekly basis. I was on a call a couple of weeks ago with somebody from California who was ready to hire somebody for $90,000 US a year to just be their trainer. And I was like, hey, friend, I got a better solution.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and it's a great place to leverage, and it gives them access to the database of all years of content that is specific to you. And if you want to train on top of it, we have a lot of people for best practices that will have their team meeting on Monday morning. They'll then all join the 11:15 to 12:15 agent training together. And then the team leader has an opportunity to put a spin specific to their own local hyper location on whatever that training was. So it's a great way to bring your team together, watch together if you want, and then you can add to what we've already made available, and our training then just becomes that platform. So go out ersdemocall.com, grab a call with Logan, learn more, let us show it to you. We'll give you a week for free. We'll give you a 25% off discount. Be sure to reference this podcast episode and the 25% off discount for the group coaching platform. Lots of value there, you guys. We're really excited to have you part of the group. We have the content. We are here to help you increase profit, build wealth, and create the freedom you've always wanted by helping you and your agents be more productive so you make more money in less time with less energy. We really appreciate you guys being part of this podcast episode. Logan, thank you for hailing from Montreal. Always great to have you here. You love to see it.
You'll love to see it, buddy. Until next time.
Thanks again.